Good morning. A dry and comfortable start to the day across interior New York and New England, with most everyone in the 50s and lower 60s, although some upper 40s out there as well, especially across the higher terrain. We're also starting off with some locally dense fog in spots, although this fog will tend to mix out pretty quickly this morning on a south breeze that'll increase during the day. So everyone will have some sunshine to start off. Clouds will be on the increase, though, by mid to late morning across the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills, and through the afternoon for the rest of interior New York and New England. And while it'll stay mostly dry for just about everyone through late afternoon and into the early evening, there is the risk of a few scattered showers towards central New York, and everyone will be in the middle and upper 70s for afternoon highs. A storm system currently moving through the Midwest will head into the Great Lakes and our region overnight tonight and into the day tomorrow. On approach, clouds will thicken and showers will become likely after dark tonight, and during the overnight period, even scattered thunderstorms with bursts of rain. The scattered showers and storms will last into the morning on Wednesday, and as a cold front pushes through the region, will start to dry out on Wednesday afternoon with some sunshine possible. A gusty south wind ahead of the front will flip around to the west-northwest and become even more gusty by the end of the day Wednesday, but also this gusty west wind will dry things out. Temperatures will top out in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Behind this system, the humidity levels will continue to drop dramatically to refreshing levels by Thursday morning. In fact, this will set us up for high pressure, plenty of sunshine both Thursday and Friday, with comfortable humidity and mild temperatures to round out the work week in both days in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Around the backside of the high, the humidity will start to creep up just a touch on Saturday, and temperatures will be in the lower 80s with a mix of sun and clouds. And then on Sunday, as the next front approaches, the risk of a shower and a bit more humidity with highs in the lower and middle 80s. By Monday, that system will move through with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a very strong low pressure system will continue to lift across the mid and upper Mississippi Valley into the Ohio Valley and lower Great Lakes. From this low will stretch a robust cold front, which will drape southward into the southern plains. Ahead of the front, a warm and moist air mass will be transported from the Gulf of Mexico, spawning widespread showers and thunderstorms from the Great Lakes into the southeast. The heaviest rain and best thunderstorm potential will be located along the front and close to the center of low pressure, and the Storm Prediction Center has outlined a portion of the lower Great Lakes across the upper Ohio Valley and into northern Virginia as having a slight risk for severe thunderstorms. The Weather Prediction Center has also outlined a slight risk for excessive rainfall in the same area. Meanwhile, fire weather risks will continue to be elevated across the West, especially the Pacific Northwest, Intermountain West, and Great Basin. Red flag warnings are in effect for parts of these regions due to high winds and low relative humidity, and air quality also remains a concern. And while the tropical Atlantic remains quiet so far this season, the same cannot be said for the Pacific. Two separate typhoons are expected to impact both Korea and Japan during the middle of the week, and a major hurricane, Lane, is expected to move toward Hawaii in the coming days and bring at least dangerous surf and high tides. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 42 degrees, with a south wind at 6 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 37 degrees. In Albany, this morning, partly cloudy skies and 61 degrees, the dew point 59, 93% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.15 inches and holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy, a late day scattered shower, upper 70s, Boston, mostly cloudy, lower 70s, and in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with showers and storms and highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 80 degrees, the low, 60, the average temperature, 70, that's right on normal for this time of year. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 3.56 inches, and 25.62 inches for the year, which is 57 hundredths of an inch above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low, 59. The record high, 98, set in 1916, and the record low, 42, in 1977. Sunrise this morning was at 6:08 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:48 p.m., 13 hours and 40 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and storms tonight in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today and highs in the upper 70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds with a few showers by the end of the day today and highs in the mid-70s. Cloudy and breezy with showers and storms tonight in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today and highs in the upper 70s. Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and storms tonight in the upper 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today and highs in the upper 70s. Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms likely the first half of the day, breezy with some sunshine later, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, pleasantly mild Thursday and Friday, upper 70s and lower 80s. A bit more humidity with a mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s Saturday. Saturday shower possible on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-80s. And warm and humid with scattered showers and storms Monday in the mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.